This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. An estimated 250,000 people in Massachusetts are still without power today after Hurricane Sandy. That's down from almost 400,000 at the height of the storm yesterday. The superstorm was supposed to give the state's utilities a chance to demonstrate their improved response plans. But some communities say the companies are not keeping the promises they made to do better than they did in last year's storms. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
I'm angry. That's all right. It's good for the blood pressure.
Worcester City Manager Michael O'Brien is angry because some 10,000 people in his city are still without power.
In my mind, it's time for change. Substantive change, honest conversations, no more bureaucracy, and let's start talking about a 21st century electric grid that serves the customers and is able to withstand 21st century weather conditions.
O'Brien says Worcester's utility, National Grid, did assign a liaison to work directly with responders and had extra crews on hand as promised. But O'Brien says a lack of communication, along with a thorough assessment of outages on the ground, have stalled restoration efforts.
You can have all the rolling stock you want, all the repair crews you want, but until you know the extent of damage, you can't do it. A damn thing.
Not far from Worcester, in Northborough, about 80% of the town's 14,000 residents were still without power this afternoon. Storm-fallen trees took down two major feeder lines into the town. Northborough Fire Chief David Durgan says it's unusual that a few trees could cause so much damage, but he says it shows an antiquated electric infrastructure. And coupled with that, he says, is a lack of communication from National Grid.
This is 69K voltage. It's high voltage, dangerous stuff to work with. So it's slow, it's cautious, it's tedious. I understand that. We just need better communication as to what they're doing, the resources they have out there. Because as I said, we've seen the resources today. We just don't know what they're doing and what they're committed to.
But in other communities like West Bridgewater, officials say this year's storm response is greatly improved over last year. Some 43% of the town's 7,000 residents lost power, and all were restored by today. National Grid says it cannot comment on any specific complaints, but it believes it has responded better to Sandy than last year's storms. National Grid spokeswoman Charlotte McCormick.
All I can tell you is that we have prepared aggressively for this storm, and we put a lot of processes and new preparations in place to be in a better position to respond and to restore, and that's what we're doing, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Massachusetts Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs Rick Sullivan says the state will assess the utility's response once all power is restored.
In terms of a review of the response to the utilities, that is something that the DPU takes up after the restoration is in the event is over with.
But when this might be over and 100% of power restored is not clear. The utilities say they're working as quickly as they can, but they don't know exactly when the power will be back. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.
And stay with WBUR for more storm aftermath coverage and go to our website to see maps, photos, school cancellation information, and more. That's WBUR.org.